أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن يقنت منكن لله ورسوله وتعمل صالحا نؤتها أجرها مرتين وعاتدنا لها رزقا كريما. This is the beginning of the 22nd supara. In the last ayats we read that Allah Ta'ala gave choice to the wives of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that if they wish to stay in his nikah, then they must live a frugal, a life down to earth, but the very, very basics only, which we call a zahidana, a life of zuhad, a very simple down to earth life. Or if they want the then they were given the choice, if they want to live a comfortable life in this dunya, then they will have to leave the nikah and they'll have to opt to go out of the marriage of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Here also in this ayats we see that Allah Ta'ala has opened the private life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam for the ummah also, because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam is a guide for the ummah in every way, his public life, his private life, everything. And that is one of the reasons why Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was ordered to have so many wives, so that his household life, his private life, also the ummah can come to know properly. Anyway, and all this is on the basis that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is to be the most loved and cherished by every mu'min. And on that account, the wives which are the closest to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, their very high position has been explained. And in the previous ayats, in a sense, the wives were reprimanded by Allah Ta'ala. And Allah is Allah, the Most High. He has the right to correct and reprimand whomsoever He wants to. But like, if anyone is reprimanded in the house, for example, if the daughter-in-law is reprimanded, a teacher reprimands a student, a sheikh reprimands a murid, then it's very possible the other people around start looking down on that person, that this person was shouted at, he was reprimanded at. So another great lesson we learn, that if we have to reprimand somebody, then at the same time also praise that person, so that the other people don't look down and get the wrong impression. The superior one has the right to shout and to reprimand those who are under them. But those who are the others who are under them, they have no right to look down upon that person because he was shouted at, because he was reprimanded. So in this ayat, Allah speaks directly to the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In the previous ayats, Allah spoke to them through Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Here Allah is speaking directly to them, which shows what a high and great position they have by Allah Ta'ala. Those that Allah chose to be the wives of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in this world and in Jannat also. Nobody can imagine how high the position is. The wives of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, amongst all the women in the world, they have the greatest and the most highest position. And amongst them is Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, all the wives of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah Ta'ala raising the position and wanting the best to come out. And that is really why reprimanding and shouting is done. When parents want the best to come out of their children, they shout them so that they can, the best can come out of them. And Ustad, a sheikh, when he shouts his students, his murids, he wants the best to come out. It isn't a negative thing, it is a very positive thing. So in that light further Allah says, وَمَنْ يَقْنُتْ مِنْ كُنَّ لِلَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ اور جو کوئی تم میں اطاعت کرے اللہ کی اور اس کے رسول کی. For the wives of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah says, from amongst you, whosoever will be obedient to Allah, will be humble to Allah Ta'ala, وَتَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا اور عمل کرے اچھے, and they do good righteous and good deeds, نُؤْتِهَا أَجْرَهَا مَرَّتَيْن وَهِيُّكُ, ہم اس کو اس کا ثواب دو بار دیں گے. They will be, their reward will be multiplied and with their reward will be increased. So Allah shows how high the position is. Also we learn from here, just to be the wife of a Nabi or the family of the Nabi is not enough. But Taqwa also is required. Amal and obedience of Allah Ta'ala is also required. Those are the basic things. In fact, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, whoever has got taqwa, whoever he is, where he is the one who is the most closest to me. So, inna akramakum inda Allahi atqakum. The one who has got the most taqwa is the most honored and greatest by Allah Ta'ala. وَعَتَدْنَا لَهَا رِزْقًا كَرِيمًا اور رکھی ہم نے اس کے واسطے روزی عزت کی. And Allah says, we have prepared for the wives of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, those who will be righteous and pious. And it's quite clear, all of them 100% were righteous and pious. The enemies of Islam, Orientalists, whoever they may be, they have done great research to find some fault in the wives of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, but they could not come up with a single thing. So great they are, and for them then Allah says, we have prepared rozi of great honor and great respect. That is, their rozi will be given to them with great honor and respect. Like, for example, you give a beggar food and you just give him at the door, he must go and sit on the pavement and eat it. And one person you call in the house with respect and honor, and you let him sit in an honorable place, and with great VIP treatment you feed him, that is completely different. So Allah says, for the wives of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, we have prepared this great thing. And the great connection with the previous ayats is that they gave up the comforts of this dunya, that little extra allowance they asked for. In return, Allah gave them for eternity in Jannat this great rozi. Allah has blessed them. Ya Nisa An-Nabi, further Allah addresses them directly. E Nabi ke orto, O the wives of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, listunna ka ahadim minan nisa, tum nahi ho jaise har koi orte. Remember, you are not like other ordinary women. You are the wives of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. You have the great honor of being very personal with him, where wahi comes all the time in your houses. Jibreel Ali Salatu Wasalam comes. So remember, you and your houses are very honorable, and great honor has been bestowed to this. Initaqaytunna, agar tum dar rakho, if you have taqwa and you stay properly in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala, fala taghdha'na bil qawl, so tum dabkar baat na karo, then don't speak softly and in a musical tone with anyone. If somebody comes to your door and they ask for something, then don't speak in a soft tone. Like some women, when you phone, they speak in a very, very sweet tone. This is a very dangerous thing. Whether it's a housewife at home, and unfortunately, our Muslim girls also who become secretaries, and they are trained like that. They speak in a very soft and a very musical tone. This is very dangerous, and this is totally against the teachings of Islam. فَيَطْمَعَ الَّذِي فِي قَلْبِهِ مَرَضٍ پھر لائے کرے کوئی جس کے دل میں روگ ہے لالچ رکھے. Then it's very possible, then it will be that a person who's got the sickness of the heart, who is a pervert, whose heart is filled with lust and desire, when he hears that soft musical tone, it's very impossible that he'll get inclined towards you. And that can be, that just that voice is enough to start a very big fitna, by which homes break up, by which this dunya and akhirat of a person is destroyed. وَقُلْنَا قَوْلًا مَعْرُوفًا اور کہو بات معقول, and speak in a straightforward way. You don't have to be rude also, but speak straightforward, only what is necessary, and keep your voice firm. Don't let there be any softness in your voice. Don't let there be any temptation in your voice also. So Allah Ta'ala has raised the position of the wives of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam in this very world very highly. Firstly, that Allah addressed them directly. And Allah is so concerned about them that He wants the best to come out of them, because they're going to live in eternity with His Nabi, with His beloved in Jannat. Wa akhiru da'wana.